The Tennessee Aquarium and the National Wildlife Federation want to encourage children and their parents to spend more time with nature. The Keep Your Kids Spring Break activities began March 10th and will continue through April 8th with activities that let kids help care for the animals at the aquarium. I spoke with a naturalist for the National Wildlife Federation about the importance of introducing kids to nature. It's springtime, and the beautiful days just make you want to get outside and enjoy the sunshine. It's also a great time to look around at all the plants and animals that share our world. David Mizajewski is an author and a naturalist that helps promote nature and awareness of wildlife.
The Tennessee Aquarium and the National Wildlife Federation have teamed up because we both have, as part of our mission, to help get kids reconnected with nature. There's some pretty scary statistics out there. The average school-age kid in America is spending almost 8 full hours a day, every single day, indoors, sedentary, in front of electronic media, and only just a few minutes a day outside. And that's bad for a whole variety of reasons. At the same time that that trend has been happening, we're seeing childhood obesity rates go up, childhood diabetes, attention deficit issues. And all the research that's out there shows that kids that go outside and play and experience nature are more physically fit, they have less issues with things like diabetes and attention deficit, they tend to be more creative because they have to invent games when they're outside playing, they are less likely to be nearsighted, less likely to be vitamin D deficient, and the list goes on. And so groups like the Tennessee Aquarium and the National Wildlife Federation want to reverse that trend. And we know that showing kids animals up close and personal, like you can see at the aquarium, or just going outside into your neighborhood and looking for the animals that live all around us is a great, easy way that parents can get their kids reconnected to nature without having to spend money or plan a big trip somewhere off to the wilderness. You can do this literally right in your own neighborhood, community, or your own backyard.
A lot of people think of wildlife as going to a wildlife reserve or going to a major park, but there is an abundance of wildlife in just about every square foot of grass you find.
Absolutely true. Yeah, I mean, nature really is all around us. And if you want something a little bit more of an exotic experience and you don't want to travel the globe, going to the aquarium is a great place. I mean, I've spent all morning there and I am giddy at getting to see some of these animals up close and personal, just standing next to the shark tank and seeing these massive sharks swim by and seeing the penguins swimming and watching the river otters. I mean, it's amazing. You can really impassion kids in particular by giving them those real life experiences to see real animals. The idea is that they come to the aquarium, they see these animals, they learn a little bit about them, they learn a little bit about conservation and protecting them, and then they go out into the real world, into nature that's in their neighborhood. And again, it could be your very own backyard, and the dots get connected.
The Tennessee Aquarium Keeper Kids gives children a chance to learn more about the animals around them. Tom Benson is from the Tennessee Aquarium.
This is the third year that we've offered this free with aquarium admission, and there's 19 different behind-the-scenes activities that kids can choose from, and they can choose up to two of those activities. When they first get to the aquarium, there's a sign-up table, and we do encourage people to get there early because it is first come, first serve. So if you want to go behind the scenes with the penguins, for example, those are ones that are very popular and fill up very quickly. But it's everything from going behind and doing penguin observations to feeding the otters and feeding the trout, learning about reptiles, learning about what it takes to restore an endangered fish to its native habitat, going into a lab, going into the quarantine room where we have some pretty cool animal babies back there a lot of the time, meeting scuba divers, meeting the sea turtle keepers and feeding some of the sea turtles, just all kinds of biology behind the scenes experiences that you don't have on a normal day. These kind of experiences are not only fun, they really are educational. You know, you sneak a lot of that learning in during the spring break time frame. It just turns into a great time. The parents enjoy it just as much as the kids do. We know that families connect in a unique way at the aquarium, and we hope that that continues as a shared interest when they go back home. I know when I was growing up, you know, one of the things that my mom did early in the spring was take me around the house and, you know, you'd see what was coming up through the ground. The flowers were blooming in a couple weeks. We'd go back. We would discover where the rabbits were nesting in the lily of the valley. Those kind of experiences that really shape our lives and put us back in touch with nature.
And it's those experiences that Tom was just describing where kids are going outside with their families that are happening less and less. Parents themselves, we're so overscheduled and busy that we don't find the time to get outside and get some fresh air. And so as a result, kids are growing up, this next generation, where they literally have no concept of nature. And that's a scary thought for a conservation group like the National Wildlife Federation, because again, we know that kids that experience nature in their youth grow up to be adults that at least have some frame of reference and typically a love of nature.
The Tennessee Aquarium and the National Wildlife Federation are supporting Keeper Kids Enrichment activities available now through April 8th. Sign up for some free behind-the-scene animal care activities when you purchase your Tennessee Aquarium ticket. Learn more online at TennesseeAquarium.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.